For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Missouri officials have announced a new effort to provide transportation for those who need a ride to COVID-19 vaccination sites. The Get a Ride online transportation guide helps connect those who need rides with providers. The State Health Department said in a news release yesterday that transportation services such as Oates Transit and Southeast Missouri Transportation Service, which normally serve only older people and those with disabilities, are now available for anyone who needs a ride to get a coronavirus vaccine. Most providers are offering free rides, others at reduced costs. Missouri lawmakers are trying to undo new rules that limit when judges can impose bail. The GOP-led House, in a voice vote yesterday, advanced a bill that would make public safety the top priority in setting bail. Judges already must consider whether it's safe to let defendants free while they await trial. But lawmakers are concerned that the Missouri Supreme Court in 2019 said judges must first consider non-monetary conditions for granting defendants pre-trial release. The Supreme Court changes were aimed at reducing court costs that can sometimes derail the lives of low-income defendants. Missouri lawmakers are considering a bill that would overturn a voter-approved minimum wage increase plan after only its third year in action. The Columbia Missourian reports, the Special Committee on Small Business heard House Bill 726 Tuesday night. The bill proposes slowing the schedule for increasing the minimum wage, delaying it by several years. Missouri voters supported Proposition B in 2018, which specified a five-year plan that would increase the minimum wage by about 85 cents each year starting January 1st of 2019 until it reaches $12 an hour in 2023. Currently, Missouri's minimum wage is $10.30 an hour. Of the eight states bordering Missouri, only Arkansas and Illinois have higher minimum wages, both at $11. Bill sponsor Representative Cody Smith of Carthage says the bill is needed to undo harmful unintended consequences faced by Missouri business owners who say they're struggling to balance their profit margins with the rising cost of labor. Opponents argue the bill is a subversion of the will of Missouri voters and that a higher minimum wage is needed. With COVID-19 cases on the decline and vaccinations on the rise, two mid-sized Missouri cities are easing restrictions. The St. Joseph News Press reports that St. Joseph Mayor Bill McMurray ended the requirement to wear a mask Monday. This comes as the Boone County Health Department is reducing restrictions on bars, restaurants, and other businesses in Columbia. The actions in both cities come as newly confirmed cases of the coronavirus and hospitalizations have dropped sharply since midwinter and as more people get vaccinated. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.